Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
St. Henry played Marion Local the other night on Wednesday and defeated the Flyers 76-66. And I understand that St. Henry shot lights out that night, hitting on 76 points. Again, this has not been a good day for Fort Recovery basketball, as St. Henry has won all the games so far today. Here's the rundown in the junior high action for the boys. The 7th graders lost to St. Henry 47-38. 85 points in that game between the two teams. Wow, that's a bunch of points for junior high basketball. St. Henry 47, Fort Recovery 38. In the 8th grade game, St. Henry won 41-31. That was 72 points between the two teams there. For the girls in the 7th grade game, St. Henry won 28-8. And for the 8th grade game, St. Henry won 39-10. There was no freshman game today because of illness. We move on to the JV action. Fort Recovery was blitzed in the boys game. St. Henry 61, Fort Recovery 19. Ouch. And in the girls junior varsity game, it was St. Henry winning over Fort Recovery 32-22. Again, Fort Recovery was led in that game by Bridget Homan with 9. Cameron Mullenkamp had 6. McKenna Hillskamp had 5. And Sophie Guggenbiller with 2. For St. Henry, they were led by Olivia Gast with 10. Megan Layfeld had 6. And Carly Busher had 6 points in that one. And then we just finished the varsity game for the girls. Once again, St. Henry winning 43-21. So a clean sweep so far for the St. Henry basketball teams today in this battle of State Route 119 at St. Henry today between Fort Recovery and, again, the St. Henry Redskins. Still just a few minutes away from the start of the game. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned health park pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home. Kopp Pharmacy IV team can bring high-quality care to where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kopp Pharmacy home infusion services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Health Park, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at St. Henry, let's give you the starting lineups for the two teams for the Fort Recovery boys team this evening. Let me get their sheet up here. They're going to be starting the usual suspects. That includes Reese Guggenbiller, a 6-foot senior. Also, Alex Deuce, a 6'3 senior. Also starting for the Indians, Troy Homan, a 5'11 senior. Also in the starting lineup, Rex Leverett, a 6'4 senior. Hopefully Rex doesn't have foul problems tonight like he did last night. And also starting is Gavin Fowler, a 6'3 senior. So pretty senior-laden starting lineup there for the Indians. For St. Henry, starting for them tonight will be Devin Delzeith. He's a senior for the Redskins. Also, Caden Bergman, a senior. Also starting will be Evan Bowers, a senior. Also starting for the Redskins, Logan Link, a senior. And also in the lineup tonight is Luke Beike, a senior. So those are your starters for the game tonight between St. Henry and Fort Recovery. The game will be starting momentarily here this evening on PG-14 and J-Country 101 Radio. Stay tuned. Tip-off coming up from St. Henry, Ohio tonight. Boys High School basketball, Fort Recovery, and St. Henry.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See more and do more to the new 300 Series skid steer loader or track loaders from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor and Fort Recovery today.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent or the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Rob Weaver back here at the St. Henry High School. Let's hope the Indians boys team can end the day on a successful note. But I'll tell you, this St. Henry team is a pretty powerful team. Have excellent shooting skills. See Mark Long down there. Certainly want to pass along our sympathies to the Long family for the loss of Mark's father, who passed away recently. Mark loves to coach basketball. He's been coaching here at St. Henry for quite a while. Even though he's a Fort Recovery guy at heart, he's certainly a great guy. I enjoy the friendship with Mark Long indeed. Okay, the PA, the announcer introducing the starting lineups for the two teams. Fort Recovery just got introduced. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is going to be Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. also located in Union City, Indiana. Also in Bern, Indiana, Cal Pharmacy. Good luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team tonight from Dr. Kim Bormore and all the staff at the Bormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Bormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Chrissy Hart. Dr. Kim Bormore would love to be your family's dentist, again located on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. The former family dentistry office of Dr. Banta. Dr. Kim Bormore says, go get them, Indians, in this game tonight. Okay, about set to go here. Devin Delzeith is the son of Vicki Delzeith, who works at our as the marketing director at our IU Health J Hospital over in Portland. He's quite a baseball pitcher. He's in the lineup tonight, and the tip does go to Devin Delzeith, and St. Henry gets the basketball to start the game here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Here's a pass that goes along the lane and knocked away by Rex Leverett, but getting it back and scoring was Luke Bikey. Bikey makes it 2-0. St. Henry on top. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Right side it goes. Alex Deuce with it. He'll pass back outside to Rex Leverett. Rex dribbling the basketball to the right. Stopping. Looking for Gavin Faller. Can't find him. Goes over to Troy Homan. Homan now back to Leverett. Rex brings it out to the center circle. Right side to Troy Homan. Homan looking for a teammate. Backs up. Down comes Homan. He goes in and puts it up and no good. And the ball's knocked out of bounds off of St. Henry. So Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Here comes Homan's pass in. 2-0. St. Henry leading. Into Gavin Faller. Over it goes now to Rex Leverett. Indians in their purple and white tonight, of course, being the visiting team. Here's a shot up and no good by Reese Guggenbiller as the shot was blocked. I'm not sure who that was. Here's Guggenbiller going back to the hole again, and he misses that one. Rebound St. Henry. Here's Delzeith with the ball. He'll pass over in the right corner. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes to Reese Guggenbiller. As missing that one was Logan Link. Maybe that's a good sign for the Indians to have St. Henry missing shots. Eric Rosenbeck is the head coach of St. Henry's Redskins. Of course, Bobby Leverett, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. 2-0 here. St. Henry on top. First quarter. Brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a handicap medical equipment center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Here's Troy Homan on the right side to Leverett. Three-point shot does not go. Rebound comes down to Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller back outside to Alex Deuce. Deuce dribbling the basketball. Hands off to Troy Homan. Homan now works his way to the left. Goes back out between the circles. Homan with the ball. Stopping now, passing into Rex Leverett, top of the key, goes down the lane, stops, tries to bounce it into Gavin Faller, and the ball is out of bounds. Leverett could not connect with Faller there, and it's a turnover on the Indians. 2-0 score, St. Henry in the lead with 5:30 to go in the first quarter. Very slow starting quarter here. There's Caden Bergman with the basketball. He'll pass down low, and there's a travel call on St. Henry. They say Evan Bowers traveled with the ball. Evan, one of the seniors on the St. Henry Redskin team, I should say. Alex Deuce with it to Troy Homan. Homan brings it down. Stops. Passing on the left. There's Reese Guggenbiller. Three-point shot doesn't go. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. Still 2-0. St. Henry in the lead here in the early going. 3 minutes, though, have gone off the clock here in the first quarter. Left side, corner shot, good. There's a three-point basket by Luke Bikey. He has all their points, all five of their points, and it's 5-0. St. Henry on top. Reese Guggenbiller with the ball after receiving a pass, and now it's stolen away from him. Here's an easy layup. Good. Logan Link stole the basketball away and scored for St. Henry. And they have gone up 7-0 here in the first quarter. Coach Bob Leverett calls a quick timeout. So we'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. St. Henry tonight. St. Henry leading Fort Recovery 7-0 in boys basketball.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Back at St. Henry, Rob Weaver here. Our studio producer at the radio station, Sebastian Solis. And for FortRecoveryRadio.com, we've got Brody Hart is handling the controls there for Neil Spencer tonight. Rex Leverett with the ball. Oh, he shoved off with his hand. Didn't get called for it. Down low to Gavin Fowler. Fowler in the lane. Turns. Stops. Back outside. Here's Reese Guggenbiller passing into the corner. Shots up and no good by Alex Deuce. Rebound Troy Holman. Over to Rex Leverett. Lost the handle on the ball. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by St. Henry. Last touch by Logan Link. 3:58 remaining in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter, 7-0. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist how to sign up for that program. Troy Holman with the basketball. Over to Rex Leverett. Rex looking for a teammate, now dribbling, has the ball knocked away and stolen by Luke Beike. And now it's stolen back by Fort Recovery. Whoops. Got two Fort Recovery guys fighting over it. Troy Hoban and Rex Leverett. And ended up calling a held ball. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Here comes Briggs Oberman in the lineup. And leaving will be Reese Guggenbiller. So Briggs Oberman, the first substitute in the game for the Fort Recovery Indians. Leaving the game for St. Henry was Caden Bergman. And coming in was Jack Hillsman. Troy Hillman with the basketball. Down across the timeline, fouls called on St. Henry's Carter LaGuire. Carter LaGuire, a sophomore, gets called for the foul. 3:28 remaining, first quarter of play. Indians trail 7-0. They had the same problem the girls had. The Lady Indians fell behind 9-0 before they finally scored. Right side, Rex Leverett feeds in along the baseline. Shots fired up. No good by Gavin Fowler. Rebound comes to St. Henry. Partially blocked in there. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. Nice drive by Carter LaGuire. He saw the opening, and he took it, and he laid it in. And they call the foul on Troy Holman. So it'll be one shot going here for Carter LaGuire. Puts the free throw up and got it. Three-point play the old-fashioned way. Makes it 10-0 now. Indians down by 10. Troy Holman gets the inbounds pass for the Indians. Indians need some scoring. That's been their problem all year. They just can't find the points. Troy Holman on the left. Passing back outside it goes to Briggs Oberman. Oberman dribbling down to the left wing, and they throw it away. Oberman tried to hit Troy Holman, and it's stolen by St. Henry. At the other end, it's up and no good, but rebound back up and in by Evan Bowers. Missing the original shot was Hayden Beckman, and Evan Bowers was there to get the rebound basket and make it 12-0 now. Indians down by 12 points. Troy Holman with the basketball across the timeline. Backs up now to center circle. There's a pass into Gavin Faller. Back out to Briggs Overman. Comes in, pops the shot, got it, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. And finally, the Indians get off the zero, and Overman will be at the free throw line. Jack Hilsman is called for the foul for St. Henry. Eli Leonard's coming in for Fort Recovery. Briggs Overman at the free throw line. One shot here. And it is good. He got 3 points out of it. 12-3. Indians down by nine. That helps. Bringing the ball up. Fort Recovery pressing full court here for St. Henry. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. Getting the board was Curtis Putoff. There's a shot up and good. Curtis Putoff scoring to make it a 14-3 score. Actually, LaGuire scoring. Curtis Putoff had the assist. LaGuire scoring there. He's got 5 points now. 14-3, and there's a foul called on St. Henry. 1:34 left to go in the first quarter of play. St. Henry sends in four guys. They've been substituting quite a bit here. Reese Guggenbiller will toss it in for the Indians here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week, Monday through Thursday until 7 p.m. and Friday nights until 6. Here's Briggs Overman going to the hoop and scoring. Overman now with a total of 5 points on the night. And that is all 5 points for the Indians. And there's St. Henry throwing it away. Turnover, a rare turnover on St. Henry here in the first quarter. Full court pressure again for St. Henry. Reese Guggenbiller will toss it in for the Indians. Into Briggs Overman. He will bring it down and has the ball stripped away from him. Stolen. Delzeith knocked it away from him. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's no good. Rebound St. Henry back up and in. Luke Bikey getting the rebound basket. 16-5 now. Indians trailing by 11. Eli Leonard's over to Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller brings it down across the timeline. Right side it goes to Alex Deuce. Here's Eli Leonard's. Right side to Deuce. He'll fire and miss the three. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. And a foul's on Reese Guggenbiller. As Evan Bowers is fouled on the play. 42 seconds remaining here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. An unfortunate score at the moment. 16-5. Indians down by 11. Bringing the ball up the court is Logan Link for St. Henry. They're gonna take the last shot. So they have spread it out into the corners. They're going to try to take the last shot. With the ball, there's Caden Bergman. Devin Delzeith in the game also for St. Henry. Logan Link in there. So is Luke Bikey. And the other kid is Dominic Schwartz. Down to 9 seconds. Here we go with the play. St. Henry wants to score before time runs out. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Way off the mark. Rebound. Out of bounds. And that's the end of the quarter. Missing that shot was Luke Bikey, and it was off by quite a bit. 16-5, the score at the end of one. Again, St. Henry leading the Fort Recovery Indians. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with quarter number two in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Have you been limping by with an outdated manure spreader? Archway released the new X-Series models in both a 700 and 900 cubic foot capacity. These rugged boxes feature the best spread pattern in the industry, along with a limited lifetime warranty on the apron chain. A guillotine-style slop gate and flared sides make for easy loading. Pair with flotation tires or advanced scales for efficient spreading in your field. Get in on the action. Contact us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to start farming Archway today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
There's St. Henry getting a basket. Luke Bikey scoring right off the bat with an assist from Devin Delzeith. And it's now 18-5. St. Henry leading by 13. Bringing the ball up is Reese Guggenbiller. He'll stop. Pass back out to Troy Homan. It was deflected there by Delzeith. Homan picks it up. Dribbles down the right side. Here is a shot by Eli Leonard. Three-pointer does not go. Out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. No. It's given to St. Henry. To 5, St. Henry in the lead here in this boys' varsity basketball game. Once again, St. Henry won the girls' varsity basketball game this evening, defeating Fort Recovery 43-21. Ball is loose, out of bounds. They say it was last touched by Devin Delzeith. Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Rex Leverett coming back in for the Indians. Gavin Fowler will leave the game for the moment. Reese Guggenbiller tossing into Troy Homan. Back to Reese. Reese up the court to Rex Leverett. He'll pass over to Troy Homan at the center circle. We're at St. Henry tonight. St. Henry and Fort Recovery in the Battle of State Route 119 tournaments. There's a lob inside. Shots up and good. Gavin Evers scoring for the Indians. Make it 18-7 now. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound Rex Leverett as Evan Bowers missing that three-pointer from the left side. Our second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And the scoreboard reads 18-7. Indians down by 11. Shots up and good by Rex Leverett. Rex Leverett gets his first points of the night. It's 18-9 now. Luke Bikey will pass in to Evan Bowers. Bowers in the lane, and it goes out of bounds. They say it was deflected by Fort Recovery, and St. Henry will keep the ball. Briggs Overman comes in, and Alex Deuce comes in. Eli Leonard goes out, and so does Reese Guggenbiller go out. Here comes the inbounds pass for Devin Delzeith into Evan Bowers. Bowers dribbling the ball, stopping. Now feeds off to Delzeith, driving down the lane. Missed the shot. Rebound Bikey, good. Luke Bikey getting his 11th point of the night. He leads all scorers in this game tonight. Troy Homan with the ball. Up the court it goes to Briggs Overman. Overman down the lane and good. Briggs having a good game tonight. 7 points for him on the evening. He led the team in scoring last night with 9. Here's a shot up and good by Logan Lake for St. Henry. That's 4 points for him. And it's 22-11. St. Henry back to an 11-point lead. Here's Homan back up and good. Troy Homan gets his first basket this evening. And of a little floater right down the lane. 22-13 score. Stolen by Fort Recovery. Alex Deuce came up with the ball. Well, this would make it 22-15, and the Indians would be getting right back in this thing. If the Indians can score here, that's the big if. Troy Homan lost the ball, and they're going to call him for going over and back. Troy just lost the handle on the dribble there, and it went over and back, so it'll be St. Henry's basketball. Tossing it in here will be Curtis Putoff. Comes into the Redskins' Carter LaGuire. St. Henry just sent 4 kids in the lineup. They have a whole bunch of young men. They rotate in and out. There's a shot up and no good by Bikey. Rebound, Troy Homan feeds it over to Rex Leverett. And now Leverett throws it away. He thought Troy Homan was looking, and Troy was not, and the ball went right by him, right by Troy. Just a little miscommunication there. St. Henry gets the ball, leading 22-13. Inbounds pass stolen by Fort Recovery's Gavin Fowler. Now to Troy Homan. Homan will bring it up. Homan across the timeline. Top of the key. Works his way to the right. Feeds to Briggs Overman. Overman dribbles. Pops the shot. That one's way off the mark. And it goes out of bounds off of St. Henry. Fort Recovery will get the basketball. 22-13 the score. Indians could cut that down to 7 here with a basket. Kind of sneaking a little bit closer. Inbounds pass comes to Fort Recovery's Gavin Fowler. Now over to Alex Deuce. Deuce, top of the key, spins one way, goes the other, fires it up. Got it! Beautiful play by Alex Deuce, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Beautiful shot by Alex. His first basket of the night. That was one for the videos. 22-15. Timeout, St. Henry. Indians within 7. Alex Deuce has a free throw to make it a 6-point game. We'll be back in a moment.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, Indians in the huddle, and as soon as we break here, it'll be Alex Deuce at the free throw line. Chance to cut this lead down to 6. Come on, Alex. Wears number 4 on his purple and white uniform. One of the seniors on this squad. Bounces the basketball, fires, and no, in and out. And St. Henry came down with a rebound. Jack Hilsman came down with the board. Down come the Redskins with the ball. They lead 22-15. Here's a pass in the lane. Back outside it goes to Bikey. He misses the shot. And foul's called on St. Henry. Luke Bikey missing a 3. I hear he was hitting those the other night. He's missed a few of those tonight. Fort Recovery gets the basketball. They called a foul on Carter LaGuire a moment ago for St. Henry. And so here is Reese Guggenbiller tossing it in for the Indians into Overman. Briggs will bring it down across the timeline. Works his way to the right. Stops, holds it up. Back out to center circle. Feeds off to Gavin Fowler. Fowler goes to the hole, and there's going to be a charge on Gavin Fowler. 2 of the Redskins on the floor. I'm not sure which one of them took it first. But Gavin Fowler gets called for the offensive foul. So the Redskins have the basketball back at their end of the court, leading 22-15. 3:16 left to go here in the first half of play. Bringing it up the court is Logan Link. He will pass it off. Here's Bowers with it. Back to Link. Link goes on the left to Caden Bergman. Bergman dribbles in the lane, pops the shot. No good. Rebound, Troy Homan. Homan gives it out to Reese Guggenbiller. Back to Homan. Homan gets some instructions from his coach, Bobby Leverett. Across the timeline. There's Reese Guggenbiller with it now. 2:46 remaining in the first half. Indians down by 7, 22-15. There's a shot by Reese Guggenbiller. Yes, indeedy. Reese Guggenbiller hits a 3, and that cuts the lead to 4 points at 22-18. How about that? The Indians were down 12-0 at one time. Inside to Bikey. Has the ball stripped away, and Fort Recovery comes away with it. Stripped away from Bikey, and Fort Recovery with the ball down by 4. Again, they were down 12-0 at one point. 22-18 score. Indians only down by four. They have the ball. Here is Rex Leverett. Turns, fires. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound Luke Baike of St. Henry. He gives it off over here to Curtis Putoff. There's Link with it. Back to Baike. Back on the left side. Here's a drive underneath. And they're going to go to the corner. Now to Baike inside. He got it, and he's fouled on the play. Luke Baike, he's quite a player. Nice inside move, and he's fouled on the play. Going to call that foul on Rex Leverett. But unlike the other night, Rex is not in any trouble yet. That's only his first personal foul. At the line, Luke Baike has 13 points and now 14. 25-18, so the lead goes back to 7 real quick. Torrey Homan with the basketball for the Indians. Here he comes down across the timeline. He'll stop. He's double-teamed. Gets it off to Briggs Overman. Back out to Torrey Homan. Homan, center circle. Works his way to the right. Feeds over to Reese Guggenbiller on the wing. Goes to Rex Leverett. Leverett hands off to Homan. Homan goes down the lane, puts it up, can't get the shot to go. Rebound comes to St. Henry. Here come the Redskins with the basketball. Shots fired up, way off the mark, no good. Rebound comes to Troy Homan on the missed shot by Hayden Beckman a moment ago. Here's Rex Leverett. Oh, tried to pass to Gavin Fowler, and they say it went out of bounds off of Fowler. That's a tough break for the Indians there, and they had a chance for a layup, just didn't work right. Gavin Evers comes in for the Indians, and Rex Leverett will sit down for a while. 1 minute to go here in the first half of play, 25-18. We're in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter for New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service as Caden Bergman just scores for St. Henry to make it back to a 9-point game. So we had it down to 4. Now it's back up to 9 again. Reese Guggenbiller with the basketball. Across the timeline. He'll pass on the left. And it goes through Gavin Evers' hands and out of bounds. That was an unforced turnover there on the Indians. 33 seconds left to go. Devin Delzeith is coming back in for the Redskins. And leaving is Hayden Beckman. With the ball is Logan Link for St. Henry across the timeline. He'll pass over on the right side, back out to Link. They don't give Link's weight on the program, but he's a pretty small guy. But he can handle the ball. There's Delzeith going. Feeds back over to Link on the left corner. He'll fire the shot and miss. Rebound back up and good. Evan Bowers gets the basket at the horn. And the first half comes to a close as the Redskins scoring the last 5 points of the half to expand their lead to 29-18 over the Fort Recovery Indians. Fort Recovery had it down to 4 points at one time, 22-18, but the Redskins now lead here at halftime, 29-18. That's the end of the first half of play. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. They have the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Also, check out their Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. And, of course, they've got the great New Holland tractors and Kloss Farm Equipment. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our halftime stats for you coming up in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 right after we pause for this.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here at the St. Henry High School. I think actually it's officially St. Henry Middle School, but that's where this is where the high school gym is located. Halftime is 29-18, Indians down by 9. They started the game rather rough tonight, trailing 12-0. And at the end of the first quarter, the score was 16-5, St. Henry on top. Indians were able to cut the lead down to 4 points at 22-18 at one time in the second quarter. But then St. Henry scores the last 5 points of the second quarter to expand their lead to 29-18. St. Henry led by Luke Beike. Luke has 14 points on the night. He has a total of 5 two-pointers, a three-pointer, and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line for his 14 points. An excellent shooter in Luke Beike. Also with 5 points is Carter LaGuire. He has 2 two-point baskets and 1 out of 1 at the line. Logan Link has 4 points on 2 two-point baskets. Evan Bowers has 4 points on 2 two-point baskets. Caden Berkman has 2 points on a two-point goal. Once again, leading the way for St. Henry, Luke Beike with 14, followed by Carter LaGuire with 5, Logan Link and Evan Bowers with 4 each, Caden Berkman with 2. Fort Recovery's led once again by Briggs Overman. He led the team with 9 points last night. He has 7 already here in the first half on 3 two-point baskets and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. 3 points for Reese Guggenbiller on a 3-point goal. 2 points for Alex Dews on a 2-point basket. Also 2 points for Troy Homan on a 2-point basket. 2 points for Rex Leverett on a 2-point basket. And 2 points for Gavin Evers on a 2-point basket. So you can see, I mean, the Indians just, they're just not able to come up with that key score that can, you know, anchor the team like Luke Beike has 14. I mean, our leading scorer only has 7, Briggs Overman. 7's nothing to sneeze at, but, you know, we need a guy that can score 12 points or 10, 12, 14 points and a half, and Fort Recovery just does not have that person as of right now. We'll be back in a moment. Halftime, Fort Recovery trails the St. Henry boys 29-18. We'll return right after we pause for this here on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself.
and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I want to thank the Ohio High School Athletic Association for those great messages.
Basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common. They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Once again, it's halftime. Indians trailing 29-18. The Indians lost the girls' varsity game tonight, 43-21. Kind of a similar type game. Lady Indians fell behind. It was either 9-0 or 11-0 early in the game and just couldn't quite ever recover, losing 43-21. Full recovery was led by Carly Niekamp with 8 points. They all came in the first half. She just couldn't buy a basket in the second half. Kenna Hillskamp had 5. Sage Leupold had 4. Kennedy Mollenkamp 3. And Callie Wendell only 1. And the concern for the Indians was that 2 of their starters went out with injuries tonight. Kenna Hillskamp had some type of an injury and had to leave the game, never came back. And Kennedy Mollenkamp had an injury to her right shoulder and left the game and never came back. So we hope those are not serious problems. St. Henry girls, by the way, they were led in scoring tonight by Morgan Balmer with 13. That was followed up by Lauren Tiemann with 8 points, 6 for Leah Layfeld, 5 for Alexis Busher. Chipping in with 4 was Molly Wendell, 4 for Ava Holman, 2 for Carly Busher, and 1 for Olivia Gast. And it's been a rough day for the Indians all around, as we have not won a single game today here in this battle of State Route 119 at St. Henry. Again, just running down the scores for you in the junior high action. The 7th grade boys lost to seventh grade boys lost to St. Henry 47-38. 85 points scored in that 7th grade game. But the Indians couldn't find enough to win, losing to St. Henry 47-38. In the 8th grade boys game, it was 41-31, St. Henry winning over Fort Recovery. In the girls junior high games, the 7th graders lost to St. Henry 28-8, and the 8th graders lost to St. Henry 39-10. There was no freshman game because of illness, and St. Henry won both the junior varsity games and again the varsity girls game. Fort Recovery just missed a shot to start the second half. And there's a 3-point basket up and good by Caden Bergman, and actually they say it was only a 2. 2-point basket for Caden Bergman, making it 31-18. Full recovery with the ball. Troy Holman goes over to Gavin Fowler. Fowler now to Alex Deuce. Alex dribbles to the left, feeds off over here to Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller goes towards the basket, stops, feeds to Gavin Fowler in the lane, up and no good, won't go down. Rebound Fowler, back up and no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Gavin Fowler will be at the line for two shots. He's still looking for his first point of the night. Let's get it right here, Gavin. Get two of them. First one's up and good. That makes it a 31-19 score. Indians down by 12. And this one's also good. Two sweet free throws there for Gavin Fowler. We're in the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Don't forget to check out all the job opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Inside, St. Henry gets the ball in there, and they fall down, and there's going to be a timeout called by St. Henry. Timeout called by St. Henry to save possession. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hull Brothers and Ford Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Ford Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Only a 30-second timeout, so we're set to go here. 31-20 is the score. Indians down by 11. St. Henry will have the ball underneath their own basket. Devin Delzeith will toss it in. Pass comes way outside to Caden Bergman. Right side, down inside. It goes tipped out of bounds off of Gavin Fowler. As the pass was intended for Evan Bowers, and Fowler tipped it out of bounds. Delzeith will toss it in again. This time it goes out deep to Caden Bergman, being guarded by Troy Homan. Bergman dribbling, stopping. Oh, traveling all over the place. No call. And the rebound's back up and in by Evan Bowers. Bowers gets the rebound. There's no way that wasn't traveling a moment ago. Rex Leverett with the basketball. Feeds over on the left to Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dribbles to the lane to Rex Leverett. Shots blocked by Bikey. Fort Recovery got it back, but now there's a scramble and a held ball. And it's going to go to St. Henry. Coach Eric Rosenbeck up shouting something. I don't know what that was all about. St. Henry puts the ball in play. Logan Link with it. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Link with it. He'll pass over to Devin Delzeith. Delzeith free throw line stops. Passes in the lane to Link. Back on the left it goes to Evan Bowers. Bowers turns, fires, and misses. Rebound Rex Leverett. Indians down by 13. This is still a game. 5:30 to go in the third quarter in the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Troy Homan has it. He works his way to the right. Comes back out top. Feeds over to Rex Leverett. Leverett looking for a teammate. Goes to Alex Deuce. Deuce dribbles down towards the baseline. Back out to Leverett. And there's Gavin Fowler between the circles. Right side to Reese Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller goes to Gavin Fowler along the right of the lane. Dribbles in the lane. Feeds back to Guggenbiller. Three-point shot is good. Reese Guggenbiller gets his second three of the night. That makes it 33-23, back to a 10-point game. Devin Delzeith with the ball on the right side. He will feed off to Bowers, a jump ball. Held ball, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery gets the basketball back on the held ball call. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Underneath the Rex Leverett, up, and oh, we can't get it to go down. Rebound comes down to Bowers for St. Henry. Boy, had the ball where we wanted it to be, right underneath. St. Henry's Bowers fires a three, missed it. Rebound comes to St. Henry. Stolen away by Rex Leverett. He took it out of the hands of Curtis Putoff. Leverett comes up with the steal. Troy Homan back to Leverett, back to Homan. Homan goes right side in the corner. Reese Guggenbiller with it. He'll pass to Alex Deuce. Deuce dribbling out here on the outside over to Rex Leverett around the horn on the left. Reese Guggenbiller guarded by Bikey. And there's the ball knocked out of bounds by Link. Be given to the Indians. Briggs Overman coming in for Fort Recovery. And Reese Guggenbiller going out. Rex Leverett going out. Also coming in for the Indians there was Mason Diller. I think this is the first time Mason has been in the game tonight. Fort Recovery with the ball. Need a basket. Troy Homan out front. Passing over to Alex Deuce. Back to Homan. Almost stolen. Homan on the left to Mason Diller. There's Troy Homan. Underneath to Gavin Fowler, who scores. Give Homan the assist. Gavin Fowler gets his first field goal of the night. 4 points total. Here's a shot by St. Henry. No good. And a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. It's now 33-25. Back to an 8-point game. This game's not over. Indians hanging in there. 3:36 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. At the free throw line goes Hayden Beckman, and his first free throw is good. That foul was called on Gavin Fowler a moment ago, which is his second personal foul of the evening. Here's one more. It is good again. So Beckman takes advantage of the free throws and gets them both. St. Henry calls timeout. 35-25, Fort Recovery down by 10. We'll be back here in the Cooper Farms third quarter right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
We're back at St. Henry, battle of the State Route 119 tournament. Yesterday, Fort Recovery took on all the Marion local junior high and high school teams, and today they're taking on all the St. Henry teams. They did have to cancel the freshman game today, boys' freshman game, because of illness. Didn't say which team had the problems, but... Here's Briggs Overman tossing it in for the Fort Recovery Indians. Don't forget the Indians play Lincoln View tomorrow night. We may or may not have that game on the radio. Kind of depends on what we have going on tomorrow. Fort Recovery with the ball. Overman with it. He'll drive to the hoop and score. Briggs Overman gets two more. He has 9 on the night. Equaling his output last night. Here's a drive up and no good. Rebound comes. Whoops. It's up for grabs. Mason Diller, and now there's a foul on St. Henry. Yep. Logan Link, it's called for the foul, fouling Fort Recovery's Mason Diller. It is. Mason Diller gets called, or gets fouled. It's an 8-point game. Indians have the ball. 35-27. Regardless, if we don't have the Lincoln View game on the radio tomorrow, it will be on FortRecoveryRadio.com, so be assured of that. They definitely will be on FortRecoveryRadio.com, and there's Rex Leverett taking a shot and missing, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line. They're going to call Curtis Putoff with the foul, his first of the night. Leverett can cut the lead to 6. Come on, Rex. Eyes the basket, lets it fly. It's no good. He will have one more. He can cut the lead to 7. 35-27. St. Henry leads Fort Recovery. Foul bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is good. One of two for Rexy. And the score is 35-28. Indians down by only seven now. Right side it goes to St. Henry. Back over here on the left. Shots fired up. No good. Rebounds knocked around. Pulled down by Eli Leonard. Eli gives it off to Torrey Homan. Back to Leonard. Back over to Homan. Now we can cut the lead down to five, maybe even 4 points. Left side to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese almost lost the ball, manages to keep possession, feeds it to Rex Leverett, and there's a timeout called by Bobby Leverett. Timeout Indians. 2:19 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. 35 for St. Henry, 28 for the Indians.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Ford Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FordRecoveryInsurance.com.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All righty, here we go. Hey, this game's not over. Come on, Indians. 2:19 to go in the third quarter. We're only down by seven. Here's a shot up by Rex Leverett. Oh, it's in and out. Won't go down in. Rebound St. Henry. Here come the Redskins. There's a nice spin move up and in by Evan Bowers. Bowers with 8 points on the night now. 37-28. Now the lead goes back up to nine. Briggs Overman, or no, that's, yes, Briggs Overman with the ball. He clears out the Indian defense, goes for the hole, and he's fouled in the act of shooting, and Briggs goes to the line with two shots. That was on Bowers, number two on him. Briggs Overman at the free throw line with two shots. First one's up, and no good, too long off the back of the rim. He's got a total of 9 points on the evening so far. Let's make it 10 right here. Come on, Briggs. Dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and he got it. Briggs Overman makes it 36-29. 10 points for Briggs tonight. 37-29 is the score. 8-point game. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound battled for. Who's going to get it? It's going to be Rex Leverett. St. Henry's kind of gone a little cold here in the last few minutes. Briggs Overman across the timeline. Goes to the hole, puts it up, can't get it to go down. Got his own rebound. It's out of bounds off of Briggs Overman. So St. Henry gets it back, doggone it. Tossing it in will be Jack Hillsman. Over to Logan Link. Bowers with the ball. He'll circle around. He lost it. He just flat out lost the dribble. Turnover on Bowers of St. Henry. Evan Bowers, and that'll give Fort Recovery the basketball back. Troy Homan coming back in for the Indians, and leaving will be Gavin Evers. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Reese Guggenbiller over to Troy Homan. Back up to Rex Leverett. Leverett across the timeline. Goes all the way to the hole. Lays it in. Nobody picked him up. And it's a 6-point game. 37-31 at the other end. A shot by Bowers is blocked out of bounds by the Indians. But St. Henry will still have the ball underneath their own hoop. It's a 6-point game, 37-31. Indians were within four at one time at 22-18. Now we fought our way back to a six-point deficit. Delzeith tossing it in. There's Luke Bikey with the basketball. He will go right baseline, up, blocked by Rex Leverett. They're going to call a foul on Leverett. Rex Leverett gets called for a foul. Coach Bobby Leverett pleading with the official. He went straight up. How could that be a foul? And you know who won that battle. Luke Bikey at the line. He puts it up and good. He's just an excellent shooter, Luke Bikey. He had 14 points at the half. He has 15 now. That was his first point of the third quarter right there. He didn't play a lot of the quarter, though. He was sitting on the bench. Here's this one up and good. Got them both. 39-31. 8-point lead for St. Henry. Fort Recovery with the ball. Down to 41 seconds in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Troy Homan works his way to the right side. Brings it back out top. Over to Rex Leverett. Leverett looking for a cutter. Now goes out to Troy Homan out in the center circle. Right side to Eli Leonards. Leonards dribbling the basketball. Feeding over to Rex Leverett. Now to Troy Homan. Down to 10 seconds. There's a three-point shot. It's no good, and that's going to end the quarter. Well, there's still 3 seconds left. The ball went out of bounds, and the Indians have it. Still 3 seconds left. That went off of St. Henry. So this quarter's not over yet. Here comes Troy Homan's pass in to Rex Leverett. He can't get it. There's Bowers with a three-point shot. It just misses, and that's the end of the quarter. 39-31. Interesting game here. Indians hanging in there. They're within striking range. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out their many employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Don't forget to sell your corn to Cooper Farms by giving them a call. 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161 for Cooper Farms. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter of the day right after this.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Action back in now here in the fourth quarter, brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. 39-31 is the score. St. Henry with the ball to start the fourth quarter and leading by eight. There's Luke Bikey. He has it knocked away by Rex Leverett, but Bikey got it back, and now there's a foul called on Rex Leverett. St. Henry with the ball as they put it back in play. Luke Bikey gets the pass. He'll turn, fire, and miss, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to be called on Rex Leverett, and that's number four on Rex. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians in this final quarter of play from Dr. Kim Bormore at the Bormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Bormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ken and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Indians, in tonight's game with St. Henry from Dr. Kim Bormore at Bormore Family Dentistry, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Bormore would love to be your family's dentist. First free throw is good by Bikey, and he actually missed one. He missed the second one. That's the first free throw he's missed tonight. It's 40-31. It's a 9-point game. Troy Homan with the basketball. Double team. Needs some help. Goes over to Gavin Fowler. Fowler on the right side. Briggs Overman with it. Briggs leads the team in scoring with 10 points. Overman to the right side. Goes back top of the key. Back to the right. Feeds off over here. Driving in is Evers. He puts it up and no good. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. And we have a whoops. Whoops. Got a held ball called and bodies flying all over the place there. They're going to call Gavin Fowler for the foul. I can't believe that. I cannot believe that. There was quite a battle in there between Fowler and Evan Bowers and I think another player too. Anyway, St. Henry has the ball, leading by 9, 40-31. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and no good. Blocked by the Indians. Missing the shot was Caden Bergman. And St. Henry back on defense. Fort Recovery trying to cut the lead back again. 6:17 to go in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Troy Homan with it. He comes down low. Feeds back outside to Gavin Evers. Alex Deuce back to Homan. Homan stopping at the free throw line. Back to Briggs Overman. Overman way out front, right side to Alex Deuce. Deuce drives to the hole, stops, lost the ball, picks it back up, back outside to Overman. Briggs looking for a teammate. Now he decides to dribble, goes his way to the left. Feeds off now on the wing over there to Gavin Evers. Back out to Alex Deuce. And there's the ball stolen by Logan Link, and he's going to lay it in. Boy, that's definitely not what we needed. Link with 6 points tonight, and it's 42-31. Back to an 11-point game. Here's a drive by Alex Deuce. He can't get it to go down, and the ball goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery fans wanting a foul call there on St. Henry, but didn't get it. Alex Deuce will go out, and Reese Guggenbiller will come in the game. Troy Homan will toss the ball in. Comes into Gavin Evers. Over to Gavin Fowler. Fowler looking for a teammate. Passing on the right to Briggs Overman. Overman slips and falls down, and a foul is going to be called on Evan Bowers. Evan Bowers gets called for a foul. No love lost between Bowers and the Fort Recovery team. And Bowers is just an aggressive player. Troy Homan will put it in play. Needs some help. Come on. He didn't get it in. 5 second penalty. Troy Homan says, nobody came over to help me out. 42-31. St. Henry in the lead here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Don't forget, for outstanding farm service, outstanding service for your farm machinery, it's Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. There's Luke Bikey missing a long three. Rebound Gavin Fowler for Fort Recovery. Troy Homan with the ball. Right side it goes to Gavin Evers. Evers dribbling the ball, lobs it in to Briggs Overman. No, it goes into Gavin Fowler, but stolen away by Luke Bikey of St. Henry. Logan Link comes down. He's on the right wing to Hayden Beckman. Now the ball is loose. Picked up, though, by Curtis Putoff. Putoff for St. Henry goes down the lane, puts it up and missed it. Rebound back up and no good by Bikey. And a foul's called on Briggs Overman. Briggs Overman gets called for the foul. At the line goes Luke Bikey. He's almost Mr. Automatic. It's good. He's missed one free throw tonight. And he's taken six so far, and he's only missed one. He'll have one more here. 4:18 left to go in the game. It's 43-31. St. Henry by 12 and now by 13 as Luke Beike hits another free throw. 44-31, 4:16 to go in the game on the Hall Brothers fourth quarter scoreboard. Troy Hillman will bring it down. Gives off to Reese Guggenbiller on the left. Reese dribbling the ball back to Homan. Homan top of the key. Left side to Gavin Faller. Faller will lob it in to Rex Leverett. Leverett is fouled. Foul's called on Curtis Putoff. Troy Hillman will pass it in here. And there's a foul called again. Who's this on? It's going to be called on St. Henry's Aiden Beckman. 3:56 left to go in the game. That was the third foul on St. Henry. Again, once they commit their fifth foul, Fort Recovery will have free throws after that. Homan trying to put the ball in play, just barely gets it in to Gavin Faller. There's going to be traveling. Traveling on Gavin Faller. And so St. Henry will have the basketball back. 44-31. St. Henry leads by 13 points. Aiden Beckman with the basketball. He'll feed over to Curtis Putoff. Putoff now goes over to Caden Bergman. Indians wanted some traveling call on that one and no call. And there's the ball knocked away and stolen by Rex Leverett. Rex gives it over to Troy Hillman. Come on, Fort Recovery. Down it comes. There is Gavin Faller. He'll drive in. Now he feeds off in the corner. Reese Guggenbiller back to Troy Hillman. We got to get some shots here. Rex Leverett, there's a three. No good, short. Rebound comes down to St. Henry, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Foul's called on Troy Hillman. Number two on Troy. He's in no trouble with 3:12 to go in the game. But unfortunately, time is running out here. Indians trail by 13 points. And at the line goes Hayden Beckman. He could make it a 15-point game. First one's up, and it is no good. You'll have one more. Overman comes in for Fort Recovery, and Gavin Faller will go to the bench. One more free throw coming here for Hayden Beckman. It is no good again. Rebound comes to Eli Leonard. Leonard to Troy Homan. Homan to Eli Leonard. Now Rex Leverett. Leverett dribbling the basketball, spinning in the lane, stopping, firing, and missing. Rebound comes down to St. Henry. Getting the board there was Caden Bergman. Now 2:50 to go in the game. 44-31, St. Henry by 13. There's Evan Bowers with the ball. He'll turn, fire, hit. Sweet shot by Evan Bowers. That makes it 46-31 now, a 15-point game. Briggs Overman with the ball out front. He has it stripped away from behind, and they're going to call Logan Link with a foul on knocking the ball away from behind. Timeout is called by Fort Recovery. We have 2:26 to go in the game. The score is 46-31. Indians trailing by 15 points. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hey.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
46-31. The Indians started out the game. Don't forget, they started out trailing 12-0 tonight. So if that wouldn't have happened, might have had a different outcome here. It'll be tough for us to get back in this game now, trailing by 15, 46-31. Alex Deuce in the lane, and he can't get the ball to go down. Rebound, Eli Lennertz back up. He can't get the ball to go down. Rebound comes down to St. Henry, and there's a foul called on Alex Lennertz. Alex popped him in the face. Alex Deuce fouling him in the face. Again, it was Evan Bowers fouled on the play. Alex went right up to him right away and said, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. You didn't really mean to do that." Puts the free throw up, and it's good. Evan Bowers getting his first free throw of the night. And for him, point number 11. He will have one more. It is good again. Now we're back to a 17-point game, and this game's pretty much over now. 2 minutes to go, 48-31. Hall Brothers Incorporated, fourth quarter. Here's Briggs. Overman, good. About a 10-foot turnaround shot for Briggs. He's leading the team in scoring with 12 points so far tonight. He got seven of those in the first half. That should have been traveling. Oh, they're going to call a foul on full recovery. Devin Delzeith might have got the benefit of the call there. It'll be out of bounds. No, Delzeith will be at the line. Devin Delzeith goes to the free throw line. And that was personal foul number 5 on Rex Lavoretti. Fouls out for the second straight night. Most of his problems have come here in the second half. I'm sure Rex feels bad about that. Gavin Fowler will check in for Rex Leverett. Rhys Guggenbilder also coming in, and Eli Lennertz will go to the bench. At the line goes Devin Delzeith. Free throw's good. That's his first point of the night. He will have another one. Again, he's an outstanding pitcher for the St. Henry baseball team. This is up and no good. And Gavin Fowler ended up with the rebound. Troy Homan to Briggs Overman in the lane. He puts it up and in. Briggs gets two more. That's 14 points for him tonight. Down comes St. Henry. It's 49-35. A minute 29 to go in the game. Right side to Delzeith. And there's a foul called on Troy Homan. I think that's number 3 on Troy. Yes, and going to the line will be Devin Delzeith again. He'll be shooting 2 free throws. You're listening to WPGW in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. The boys varsity basketball game from the Battle of State Route 119 basketball tournament going on here today between St. Henry and Fort Recovery. Free throw is up and good. So Delzeith gets three of the 4 free throws he had there. He got those last 2. Fort Recovery with the ball. Right side jumper, it's no good by Overman. Rebound comes down. Troy Homan ends up with it. He scores. Troy Homan gets his second basket tonight. It's 51-37, a minute to go in the game on the Hall Brothers scoreboard. Again, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, serving our area for over 100 years. Hall Brothers Incorporated. just down the road here at the east edge of Fort Recovery. At the free throw line will be Hayden Beckman, as he is fouled, and the free throw is no good. He will have one more. Called that foul on Briggs Overman. That's his second of the night. And Hayden Beckman did get that one. So it's 52-37 now, 15-point game. St. Henry's going to win this one, but the Indians fought hard in it. Left side there is a three by Alex Deuce. Won't go. Rebound comes down, and a foul is called on Fort Recovery. Seconds left to go now. Remember, Fort Recovery has an outstanding parts department. If you need parts for your farm machinery, you'll find it at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. At the line again goes Hayden Beckman. He has two more free throws. The first one's no good. One more for him. Again, tomorrow night, the Fort Recovery boys play at home against Lincoln View in a regular season game. You definitely can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We might have it on the radio station tomorrow. It just kind of depends. We have some different things going on where if certain teams we're covering lose, we'll have the boys on tomorrow night. But if not, it'll be on FortRecoveryRadio.com for sure. Second free throw is good by Hayden Beckman, making it 53-37. Three-point shot. It's good by Reese Guggenbiller. His third three of the night. 53-40 now. Over goes to Jack Hillsman, who's in the game now for St. Henry. Also in for Fort Recovery, we see Hayden Seifring in there. He was in the game last night briefly, and now he's in here tonight also. Actually, he played more last night. Hayden Seifring did, up off the B team. 7 seconds remaining. This game is over. Final score, 53-40. St. Henry Redskins defeat the Fort Recovery Indians. I think the Fort Recovery Indians, though, have a lot more pride tonight. They played a better game tonight than last night, as they were blasted by Marion Local last night. But they come back to within 4 points at one time in the second half here in this game. End up losing by 13, 53-40. We'll be back with a wrap-up of the game in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home. Kalp Pharmacy IV team can bring high-quality care to where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy home infusion services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland. For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at St. Henry, they just announced that St. Henry won the tournament this week between Marion Local, St. Henry, and Fort Recovery. St. Henry was the victor of the State Route 119 tournament between those three schools. So congratulations to the Redskins. Of course, that's a combination of the boys and the girls teams. Here in the boys game, let's wrap this up. It was Fort Recovery falling behind 12-0 to start the game tonight, and that really was a downer. They came back and trailed only by 16-5 at the end of the first quarter, trailed 29-18 at the halftime, cut the lead back to 4 points at least once, maybe twice in the second half, trailed 39-31 after three, and again the final, St. Henry 53, Fort Recovery 40. Fort Recovery was led by Briggs Overman, who had 14 points on the night. 9 points for Reese Guggenbiller, was 5 for Rex Leverett, 4 points for Troy Homan. Gavin Fowler had 4, 2 points for Alex Dews, and 2 points for Gavin Evers. For St. Henry, they were led by their outstanding shooter, Luke Beike, who had 19 points on the night, including 14 in the first half. Evan Bowers had 12 points on the evening. He had 8 of his points in the second half. 6 points for Logan Link, 5 points for Carter LaGuire. 4 points apiece for Caden Bergman and Hayden Beckman, and 3 points for Devin Delzeith. Those were the scores for the St. Henry Redskins in the boys' game, led by Luke Beike with 19, 12 for Evan Bowers. In the girls' varsity game tonight, just recapping that real quickly, the victory went to St. Henry. Once again, a kind of a similar game as the boys. The girls fell behind early, at least 9-0. Might have been 11-0 at one time. But Fort Recovery ended up losing the girls' game 43-21. They were led in scoring by Carly Niekamp with 8. She had all 8 in the first half and didn't get any points in the second half. 5 points for McKenna Hillscamp, 4 for Sage Luthold, 3 for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and 1 for Callie Wendell. For St. Henry in the varsity girls' game, they were led in scoring by Morgan Balmer with 13 points. Lauren Tiemann had 8. It was 6 points for Leah Layfeld, 5 points for Alexis Pusher, and also 4 points for Molly Wendell, 4 points for Ava Homan, 4 points, or rather 1 point for Olivia Gast, I guess, was the last scoring for St. Henry. Let's get the coach a headset here. Let's see, can you hear in that thing? Is it working?
Yes, we're good.
Okay. Hey, you're not hanging your head so low today.
I mean, what can you say? That, you know, our efforts there, Rob. Once again, we got to find a way to put the ball in the hoop. You know, this St. Henry team just scored 80 the other night against Marion, at Marion. And, you know, we held them to 53 on their home court. Had it within 10 a few times, had it within 4. There towards the end of the second quarter, and then they went on a little run and had a little let up, but I can't fault these kids' effort on defense. They battle, and I'm proud of them for that. Man, we just got to find a way to put that ball in the hoop. We'll figure it out. We're getting there.
Well, and tonight, I mean, the kids, they basically were in the game up until maybe 3 or 4 minutes ago.
Absolutely, yeah. It was 10, 13, 12, right around there. And that's, you know, this day and age with the three-point line, man, that's three possessions. You know, three stops and maybe a three or a three-point play or, you know, a couple scores. So, no, I held Bowers to 12. And he had 28 the other night against Marion. So
really? Wow.
Yeah, we did a good job. If you'd asked me a couple weeks ago if I thought we could play these guys, man, I would have said you're crazy.
You play them at home?
We've got them home February 2nd.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, we'll change some things up. Hopefully it's a different outcome. Shoot the ball a little bit better at home, hopefully.
Well, the one guy, there's more than one, but one guy in particular who's been coming around for you offensively is Briggs Overman.
Absolutely. He's a scorer, and he's the only guy on our team that can kind of create that shot for himself. The problem is he weighs 105 pounds, but he's pretty crafty. So, he's played well these last couple games. So he had 14 tonight, and he created a lot of those on his own, you know, with bigger, stronger defenders on him. So, plenty of bright spots tonight. We'll learn from it. We're going to move on.
Okay, Bobby. Well, hey, we wish you the best. Now, tomorrow night, you play Lincoln View. What about Lincoln View?
Very small and scrappy. So they'll rat jump us full court, try and get it up and down, but they're super small. So as long as we can handle their press, we should be fine. So, I like our chances.
You won't know what to do with a small team.
I know.
Come to town.
I know. It'll be different.
Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for coming over, Rob.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Bye.
Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians fall tonight to St. Henry, I should say. Final score 53-40. Again, Fort Recovery losing to St. Henry tonight. St. Henry does end up winning the tournament, the entire tournament of the Battle of State Route 119. I know that they're planning on continuing this tournament at least through next year. Was not a good day today for Fort Recovery. We didn't win a single game. I'll just run down the scores real quickly here. In the junior high boys, 7th graders lost to St. Henry 47-38. 85 points were scored in that 7th grade game. Wow, that was a shootout at the OK Corral. In the 8th grade game, St. Henry won 41-31. That was 72 points in that game. For the girls, the 7th graders lost to St. Henry 28-8, and the 8th graders losing 39-10. In the freshman game, they called that one off because of illness. They did not play a freshman game. JV boys and girls both went to St. Henry. The girls winning 32-22. The boys defeating Fort Recovery 61-19. And again, I gave you the varsity scores, 43-21, the St. Henry girls over Fort Recovery. And for the boys, 53-40 was the final score, with St. Henry winning over Fort Recovery. Thanks to our studio producers tonight. We have Brody Hart from FortRecoveryRadio.com. And also back at the studios at the WPGW studios, Sebastian Solis has been our studio there. Thanks for listening, everybody. Glad you could be with us. We're going to move it on now. And again, tune in tomorrow night. Fort Recovery, Lincoln View, tomorrow night at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.